Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yep. Oh man. Woo. Huh? You good? All right. It's a lot of milk there. It's a lot of milk there, El Nino. Okay. Oh man. We here, y'all.
Yo.
We are here. Didn't even have to wait until the game ended. Something already can throw the camera away. Oh man. Yeah. So the six games. This was the last two of the six game opening playoffs, wild card, and some really interesting games and some potentially developing storylines that came out of that. But Shelton, I didn't get a chance to watch your halftime video. What did you say, bro?
I said that we were fortunate to be in position to have a chance at winning the game. That's basically what it boiled down to.
I agree.
It's tough to win a game when you give up points on the first four possessions of a football game in any level of sport. But the fact that they had an opportunity going into the second half, they even had an opportunity to score at the end of the first half. It just never came to fruition. Did not look good. It didn't on either side of the ball. It just never looked right. Sirianni should be worried. I don't think he's gonna have a job long.
I read an article on ESPN this morning about the downfall that they've undergone. They were just kind of documenting everything that happened with the locker room, the coordinators, the play calling, the players, etc. It wasn't a good look. And that was on ESPN. But yeah, I thought the Bucks really were going to find a way to blow this game.
I did too.
It was right there for the taking, and the fact that the Eagles couldn't find a way to take it, especially after they scored that touchdown. Said a lot based on what I was saying, but this game was still, it was right there. It was in the balance
mm-hmm.
the whole night until that disastrous series by Gainwell and Hurts. Pretty much that was the game right there. But yeah, I mean, Baker threw two interceptions the defense didn't get.
Yeah, two.
It
kind of hammered the hands both times. I was like, God.
Yep. Mike Evans dropped two passes. One was for a touchdown he could have had. And there were just there was a seam route that or seam slant that Baker threw to Cade Otton that was dropped, and he had nothing but wide open grass ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like I think the announcer said they had five drops in the first half, and that
they
game
did
was right there.
They did. And on most of those plays, they were wide open. I just can't believe watching the first quarter of that game. I was watching. I'm like, man, this. I don't see how you. I was like, this is some of the worst defense I've ever seen in the history of football, in my opinion. I just hadn't seen a defense go from being as good as they were to as bad as they were in 1 year's time. And the only thing that really changed was the coordinator. He had a couple pieces, but wasn't enough for it to look that bad. It looked bad. It just looked really, really bad. And it looked like nobody was into it. Nobody was in sync. Nobody was fired up. It just looked like, let's go through the motions. Let's just, you know, get whatever we're going to do. Let's just get out here and just, like, whatever.
I think they were fired up until, you know, the safety. You know, Fletcher Potts, Brendan Graham, like, well, they were hype.
That's what I was going to say. Not at first. They got hype after that. After that fifth series is when they made a play, and they finally, like I said, the first four series they were sleepwalking. That fifth series they made a play, and you saw them get a little bit more energized. But what I needed for it to happen, and I was looking, I said, man, if they can't create, and the difference, the biggest difference in this year and last year is a couple things. One, the pressure from the defensive line. You got pressure from your front four. You had four or five people with 10-plus sacks. 71 sacks in a season is incredible. That's all gone. Nobody's getting pressure on the quarterback at all. You created turnovers. You led the turnover battle. There was no turnovers created whatsoever down the stretch. None of those games, you look back, they weren't getting the ball back. They were not putting the ball back in the hands of the offense. And when the offense did have the ball, they didn't do much with it.
Mm-mm.
So it's just it's crazy how both sides of the ball just completely turned around. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Yeah, that first touchdown they scored when I think on that one the defenders ran into each other.
Mm-hmm.
So they picked themselves.
Yeah.
But I mean, bro, like it was like three or four white and green shirts there. Somebody could have tackled that guy. He just ran by. This Moore guy is just a regular guy. He just nobody could tackle him. This shit didn't make any damn sense.
None. And it was like we ain't playing in cold weather, so it ain't no reason for you not to tackle. It ain't no reason for you not to be out there making effort. Effort, you can't coach effort. That's just on you. Like, you got to have some pride about yourself and go out there and hit somebody in the mouth. You know what I'm saying? And you got to understand, like you said it all week, you know, playing Tampa Bay. Now, you know, Tampa, you know, true indeed, they got some players. But you got to have pride in yourself. Like, y'all ain't going to get off on me. And that's how you got to feel about it. And that's how you got to show up. And they just didn't show up like that. They didn't.
Yeah, not at all. I do want to highlight, because I'm sure we're not done with the Eagles. We have a lot. This is my professional take, y'all. We're going to have a lot more to discuss tomorrow about the
Eagles. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
I definitely want to give Baker props, man. I just saw they put on the screen that he's the first quarterback in playoff history to have over 300 yards passing and three touchdowns. Brady didn't even do that. And for Baker to come in here to find a way to scrap and claw to a 9-8 win and to take out the Super Bowl runner-ups, at home. I mean, that says a lot. I mean, and even when they were up like 16, they stayed aggressive. I was surprised. They stayed aggressive and threw the ball in. You know, he kind of started to dial in a little bit. So, but I just knew that Todd Bowles, fifth number one overall pick to win playoff game for two different teams. Okay. I just knew that Todd Bowles was going to find a way to mess it up.
Yeah.
he was just awful. But the crazy thing about this, Shelton, is when I was watching that, I forgot Tom Bowles wore the Super Bowl.
Damn. I did too.
He was the coach with Brady, right?
What was it him that won the Super Bowl?
I thought they said that. I thought he was the coach. He wasn't the coach. Who was it? No. It wasn't him. It was some other guy.
Arians.
Yep. Bruce Arians. Yep. My bad. Yeah. Anyway, then I don't know what they were saying because they said something about a Super Bowl. But anyway, never mind. Because I was confused. But anyway, happy for Bowles to get this playoff win. But he was it wasn't like he was good, bro. Oh, he was a defensive coordinator, so he was there.
That's yeah, he was there.
He wasn't a head coach. Cool, appreciate it, y'all.
But yeah, big win for Tampa at home. You caught the right team at the right time because the Eagles ready to give it away. But you're right though, Ken. To be honest, Tampa did everything they could to get his game away. The Eagles didn't take it. They had every opportunity to take this game. And they just never stepped up and took it.
Nah, they didn't. And part of that was the Bucs defense. They blitzed 61% of the time. Hurts is not good under pressure. So when I read that, I knew that they were going to be in trouble. And then you don't have AJ Brown, who basically quit on the team. So, you know, he was going to have to throw a lot of quick passes. So at that point, you just got to come up and do what the Eagles weren't able to do, and that's tackle. And they did. So those quick screens weren't effective. They didn't run the ball, you know, at all to try to shorten the game as much as possible.
Right.
They just kept trying to pass the ball. And I think those are the things that's going to get Sirianni in trouble. Yeah. I think Sirianni is out of there.
I think he's out of there too. I really do. I'm sure he's lost this team. And you saw it down the stretch. You know, those close wins, there was never one game where they were just in complete control. And to me, coach, man, you gotta figure that out. At some point, you gotta rally the troops, get everybody going in a certain direction, and that's on you. That's on you. You got the talent. You made it to the Super Bowl, so it's your job to get that team ready to go. And at some point, at one game, I don't care what game it was, one of those games they should have been ready, and not none of those games that they dominate. They could have lost every game that they won. They could have won every game that they lost. It's just a matter of him and Sirianni and what he's going to do in those coordinators. Now, I didn't like the coordinators in the beginning. I told y'all that. I couldn't stand these. But I still don't. I watch it, and they highlighted it tonight. I finally saw them do it on here. They were showing the route trees again, and I talk about route trees. I know I talk about that a lot. But you got to have a hot read. There's no hot reads anywhere. There's nowhere to go. You know, it's easy to blitz when there's not a hot read to be found. And one thing about some of the great quarterbacks. One, it's still on Jalen decision making. I'm not excluding him from that, but you got to give him an option. You got to give him somebody short, something over the. Nothing was going on. Nobody going over the middle. The middle of the field just completely wide open, and they're running down the sides. Even that last play on 4th and 5.
Yep.
What in the world? Like, what in the world are you running? Where's the crossing routes? Where's the option? Where's any? Give me something. It's just crazy to see.
Yeah, shout out to
still a Jalen Hurts fan. Don't ever forget that. Let me tell him this, kid. Q's don't lose. Jalen Hurts made over $200 million, and he can get any woman he wants. He's still winning. Don't forget that, and he'll be back.
Andre said he called him earlier this season, the Philadelphia Vikings. And it turns out it played out as he said it would.
Absolutely.
You know, Ray,
you're right. Yep. I don't think long term is gonna look like that. I honestly feel like they're gonna make a comeback. I do. That's not fandom talking, that's me saying it from the heart. I think that this team will look a lot better next year, look different next year. I guarantee you that those coordinators won't be back for sure. Sirianni, I don't think he's gonna be back either, but I know the coordinators won't be back. And I guarantee you they'll have a better game plan going forward. They didn't fall off that bad. They did.
I don't know, Shelton.
They fell off.
Oh, bro. This looks like what this Eagles team will be moving forward. I don't know how to fix this, especially if it's coaching. If we're putting it on coaching, who are they going to go find? What's the OC? What's the DC? If Sirianni's gone, you got to find somebody that can replace him. You know, AJ Brown, is he coming back? So I don't know.
Yeah, if AJ ain't coming back, I'm gonna be scared to death. But I don't know for sure because I'm not in that locker room and I don't have an ear in there right now. But I guarantee you, I think it's because of the coaching. I think that they just lost confidence and faith in their coaching and the abilities of the coaches to put them in the positions to win because. As a player, you can only do so much. And you can go rogue if you want to, but you can't keep a job like that. So you got to run the plays that are called. And I just don't see where they put them in position to be successful. The running game, you know, you had Swift, who was, what, was he third in the league in rushing or second or something like that, something crazy? And they just went away from it. Like, it just didn't make sense what they were trying to do.
Yeah. What was I about to say? Shit, I forgot. Oh, man. Sirianni. Yeah, it was about Sirianni. I don't like Sirianni, bro. And I hope he is fired. And I think Sirianni, where my dislike for Sirianni came in that Chiefs game. And I saw BL pointed this out, how he was barking and talking shit after that game. And I'm like, oh, this guy actually think he's good. what are we doing here? Like, the record reflects that, but I'm like, bro, you've barely scraped through these games, and you should have lost that game if MVS could catch. And you sitting here talking and throwing your hands up and doing all that. And I think we can look at that game, and that was almost damn near the downfall of the Eagles from that point on. They just fell apart after that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, bro, you're talking. He talks a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And that was the thing that kind of turned me off against him. So I was like, yo, I don't know if I like this guy. He's very arrogant for no. I mean, he had a reason. He went to the Super Bowl. Okay. So I get it. But you didn't win that motherfucker.
Right. Right. You still got things to prove.
Yeah. And I think you had a lead in that one, and you blew. Mm-hmm. So what? So yeah, I don't know, but we're not gonna be on long. Let's go into a rather uneventful game for the most part. The Bills and the Steelers. I still believe Kenspiracy is alive and well. They moved that game to give Josh Allen a better feel so he can play, bro. I don't have any evidence. Don't ask me for proof. You know, don't like see Tommy right now. I don't got proof. I don't got evidence. It's conspiracy for a reason.
Right.
When I saw how clean that field was, man, I'm like, come on, man. Steelers are used, and the Bills are used to playing in snow and torrid temperatures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, y'all. But anyway, Steelers clawed back in it, but they put themselves in a big, big, big hole.
Yeah.
With those two turnovers, one by Pickens and then another by Rudolph, and then one of those turnovers came in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot do that.
You can't.
And especially when you have a limited quarterback like Rudolph and you have a somewhat limited offense like the Steelers. Mm-hmm. You can't put yourself in the hole like that.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much the game. The admirable job getting it within seven, but nah. It was too much, especially when you don't have that many defenders, when you lost a lot of guys. And then Minka Fitzpatrick, you want to talk about missed tackles.
Yeah.
The hell was that?
Oh, yeah. Man, I guess I'm going to credit that to Russ and the fact that he ain't played in. How long he been out? Has he been out a month? Something like that? That's the only thing I can think about that being, but still, there's no excuse. You're on the field, you're an NFL player, make plays. That's what you're known for. Shout out to Mike Tomlin, though, man, because once again, nobody expected him to be here. And the fact that he even got that team in the playoffs and, you know, patched together as they was, I don't be wanting to hear no slander towards him like Nick tried to do. I just, you know, in the first quarter, when they were down 14-0, I said, they're going to lose this game. But for them to still show fight, which is better than some of these other teams, because some of them, you know, ain't got the fight in them. For Pittsburgh to still be fighting and playing for pride in their coach, I give them a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they didn't have Watt, they didn't have a bunch of key pieces, and they fought. They showed a lot of pride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could have quit because when it was 20, I think it was 20-21-0, I was like you. I was like, oh, this game is a wrap. Like, this might get ugly. And the only thing that really honestly saved it was a messed up punt. You know. Because it could have gotten pretty ugly. So let me turn the TV off. They showing Josh Allen, bro. I'm starting to, I don't know. But But yeah, I mean, I did pick the Steelers to win. You know, I thought they were going to play in the cold, and they did not. But it was going to be an uphill battle. I think one of the things, I don't know if we're going to get into it tomorrow, that I had to ask myself, given how well he fought and how in sort of command he looked with the offense, if Rudolph was going to be the guy next year.
Yeah, I don't see how he can be. I think that he played decent down the stretch. I just don't see him being the long-term answer and solution. I think they'll give Pickett another shot just because of the fact that, you know, you invested such a high pick on him. He'll get another shot before you give it back to Rudolph. Rudolph is better served as the backup to him, you know, a stopgap, so to speak. And if things get off the rails, then you can go to Rudolph. But he was third-string quarterback for a reason, and it wasn't just because he called it a nigga.
You know, I'm a Pickett guy, man. In the fourth quarters when the game's on the line. Every other quarter, I'm not.
Right. That's what it need to do. Play Rudolph first through third and bring Pickett in the fourth.
Yeah, I guess so, but I haven't seen, you know, he's young. Rudolph has been around for a minute. He's had plenty of time to study game film. But I don't know. It just looked like the players on offense felt a little bit more comfortable with him out there.
Mm-hmm.
They looked like the coordinators felt a little bit more comfortable being able to call some of the plays for him when him out there. So if that's the case, I think Pickett has to definitely go in and learn a lot to be able to run the offense effectively the way he did. Because one thing Rudolph did was he gave Pickens a chance.
Yes.
A lot. And Pickens loved that shit. You know how he is.
Yep. Yeah.
Bro, but I just don't know if, honestly, to keep it all the way real, I don't know if either one of them's the answer for the Steelers. But and I think the person that knows that is Mike Tomlin.
Right.
And I think that's why when he was asked that question, he walked his ass off the goddamn podium. You know, I think that, you know, I've been saying it's time for him to sit down, not go to another team. It's just, I think it's getting to a point now where he's ruining his legacy. I think it's getting to a point where people are looking for things to criticize him for.
Right.
People, it's an observation. I may need to talk about this on IG. People just hate stability, bro. It's just somebody's in a place for a long time and they just start finding reasons to get rid of them.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, psychologically, sociology, I don't know what that is, but, you know, I've just noticed that. But I think after 17 years, it's time. Yeah. That's where I'm at with it. You're not winning with this team anytime soon. You're only coaching just to not have a losing season because you're not really going to have a roster good enough to win any meaningful games in the playoffs.
Correct.
So then what? You get in the playoffs and then people talk about, we talked about it on the show. Then people talk about, oh, he bounced out of the first round again. Oh, then it's the second round. It's just like, for what, bro? It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
So you think this is it? You think he's going to step down?
I do. I get the feeling. I think a couple of years before he came back, he was contemplating it. I don't know the reasons why he came back. That's between him and his family. I don't think he ever revealed that. And we never got any inside knowledge or report from it. But I think so, man. I think he's done. I think he's tired. I don't think even when Big Ben retired, I was wondering if he wanted to start over again and rebuild.
Right.
I don't think so. I do know the Steelers want to bring him back and offer him an extension.
Right.
I think it's his call to make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know that's been reported out there. So I'm not making it up. So I don't know if whoever I read, Pro Football Focus, I think they had a Pro Football, whatever, had that report. So if they may be making it up, but that's where I read it from. So, I mean, as usual, he's not going anywhere unless he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where he's at. Right. But, you know, I mean, admirable comeback. I think the Bills, you know, took advantage of mistakes.
Right.
I didn't see world beaters out there.
Mm-hmm.
But against Kansas City at home, rematch.
Mm.
They were ready to crown Allen, bro.
Yeah. I'm kind of with you though on what you said. I'm still waiting on Baker. I'm not Baker. Well, Baker too. Why are you mentioning it? To make those key mistakes, him and Josh Allen to make those key mistakes. And this next round, neither one can afford to. You can't afford to make a mistake against Patrick Mahomes if you're Josh Allen. He played well enough today to not, you know, give the game away like he does at times. But that won't work if he does it in Kansas City. And the same thing with Baker against the Lions. If y'all go out there doing that stupid ball, and I saw where you put that idiotic call where they went for, it was like a third and two or something like that, and they call that pass play, and he got drilled.
Who?
Baker.
Oh, yeah.
So, stuff like that in the next round is going to hurt both these teams. So we'll see what happens going forward. But, you know, shout out to both of them for getting it done. That's what this is all about, surviving advance.
Yep.
You ain't got to win pretty. You just got to win and get to the next round. The home team handled their business today. They won at home. Now, one is going on the road.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens from here. I'm excited for next week to see these games.
Yeah, Detroit. I don't know, see if I got the matchups. Detroit and Tampa. That should be interesting because both quarterbacks can easily give this game to the other team.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Do I have the matchups? We know about the Bills and the Chiefs. So that's going to be an interesting one. Division round. Here we go. And Houston, Baltimore. That's going to be an interesting one. So we're going to preview all of these tomorrow, guys. Green Bay, San Francisco, and then, yeah, Green Bay, San Francisco. So, yeah, the NFC is the only ones that I have. Woo! Mm. Boy, these matchups right here, man. It's crazy. Last thing I'll say before we get out of here. Well, Tampa's been there before, but Detroit going to the NFC Championship game, bro.
Yeah.
That's going to be insane.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar got a chance to go, or Stroud got a chance to go.
Wow.
Love got a chance to go. Bro, this is
crazy. And you can't count none of them out.
Nah.
Ain't nobody you can count out right now.
Yep. Nah, you can't. So I didn't imagine going into this weekend that the two teams we talked about the most, the Cowboys and Eagles, would be gone. Who would have thunk it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
man.
What a damn weekend of football.
Yeah, if you're a football peers, then you got some exciting times ahead. Because once again, even though San Francisco and the Ravens are favored, it ain't no guarantees. Ain't no guarantees in this thing no more. So everybody still got a shot that's still in it.
Yeah, you're right, Rob. Goff has been played in the Super Bowl before, so. It's not unfamiliar territory for him, so yeah, he's used to it. So at least the pressure of the games as they advance in the next round. So even though it was a lot of Todd Gurley, but nevertheless, he's done it. So
mm-hmm.
So yeah, we will definitely get Spike's take. We will be on later tomorrow, right around 9:30. We're gonna have a guest on, so we'll be waiting for them to show up, FIFO and the guest, but. Yeah, 9:30 tomorrow. Spike will be there. You know, of course, Jalen will be behind the mic, and we'll have FIFO there. He was sending something on IG to us. And I can tell y'all right now, we're coming in hot.
And for those of you wondering, I ain't hear from Spike all day yesterday. I just heard from him today.
Yep. We're coming in hot. So yeah. Yeah, all the crazy takes, that will be tomorrow. Trust
yes. me. Tune in.
That was the Spike already been going at it in the chat. Already been going at it in the chat. Q said he wanted to show up. I don't know if we'll be able to make that happen with a guest now. So I may do another show with him because I know he's overseas. He's on a different time zone. So I may just do a show with him just to kind of get his take on it. So because I know you guys want to hear from him as well, mm-hmm. being the real Eagles fan on the show. So with that being said, 9:30 p.m., we will see you guys tomorrow. That's gonna do it for us, man. We out. I hope you guys enjoy these. You know, we got two more weekends.
Yes.
So yeah. I hope you guys enjoy these. We'll definitely keep them up, man. So yeah, we'll call it a night. We are out. Peace.
Peace.